It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30.
It's 70 degrees.
Still have a few traffic tie-ups, including in Ogden. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The June heat wave.
The extreme temperatures come back this week, meaning the already dry conditions will get worse.
And red flag warnings are back to remind people to do all they can to prevent more human-caused wildfires. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage, the June heat wave.
People have caused the majority of the wildfires this year. Part of the red flag warning says be careful with dragging trailer chains. They can spark, and then the fire grows. Heavy equipment started the East Canyon fire, but there's good news today on that one. It's now out after 3 weeks. A small plane crash started the Morgan Canyon fire southwest of Grantsville. We expect to learn more about that today. There were several new fire starts on Sunday around the state, and the largest fire now is the Flat Fire in Iron County, burning 14,000 acres since it began on Friday. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Farmers in Utah have had to abandon crops because of a lack of irrigation water. But are we in danger of running out of water for homes? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson continues our team coverage, the June heat wave, saying state water watchers say we should have enough culinary water, but conservation is still crucial.
State water resource officials say Deer Creek Reservoir is just over 73% and Jordanelle is just under 73%. And officials with the Weber Basin Conservancy District say they have enough to fill 2 years' worth of their needs. However, there are smaller irrigation systems that rely solely on surface water and what's in their rivers from the snowpack, and those services would be more likely to run out.
Authorities say the Weber Basin District has already limited the agricultural water supply by 20%.
They're following up on a unanimous ruling from the Supreme Court a short time ago that gives colleges the ability to receive more compensation from their universities if it's related to their education.
Saying that NCAA, you cannot step in and prohibit these education-related expenses.
Joining us live to go over it in more detail is the host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson. And I guess that's the little tweak, isn't it? That it has to be education-related, that we're not talking here about likeness for profit.
That's right. This is a very narrow ruling on a very narrow component to this. So really, it was a 9-0 decision. Again, we always talk about the 5-4s. 9-0 is the standard. Gorsuch wrote the opinion on this, and it was really looking at it through the antitrust lens, which is the important thing. So to your point, Tim, yes, things like laptops, graduate education fees, and so on, all of those, the NCAA cannot limit those kinds of things. But this does not get to anything in terms of image likeness, all of those kinds of things. This is the really interesting thing. So there was a concurring opinion by Judge Kavanaugh on this. So again, 9-0, but he also decided to write because they didn't get it all right. That's always an interesting thing to watch in the court.
I agree with the decision, but the reasoning is
incorrect.
But
we missed some things, yeah. And so he said that the court holds the NCAA violation of antitrust laws, and that should be the beginning of a long overdue correction. So again, very narrow subset, only relating to things relating to your education, that the NCAA can't limit the payment for, again, laptops, resources, those kinds of things. But this is going to be the beginning of the broader conversation that I think will end up back in the court. But hopefully the NCAA and Congress can deal with a lot of those things before it gets to the court. But again, narrow ruling, so this is not broad brush, really tight relating to the education compensation.
So what happens with, you know, states like Texas where they're allowing their athletes to be paid?
Yeah, those are going to go right back into the court system. That'll be part of that. Again, it's the antitrust thing that gets to that point of what is it that can the NCAA control that kind of payment, that kind of compensation, and if states like Texas and others are letting that fly, then this is going to get much more messy, much more muddled before it gets clear.
That was as we read into it. It just seemed like this leaves even more questions. And you can give somebody a computer, make it a really nice computer.
Yeah, that's right.
But they even threw in there tutoring and study abroad.
And internships, by the way, which again, you go back historically, and so many of the NCAA pay for play problems had to do with internships or jobs on campus where they were paid lots of money to, you know, watch the sprinklers come on and off, the automatic sprinklers go on and off, those kinds of things. So, yeah, it will get more complex and more murky as it goes. But this is a long overdue conversation. I think it's a good one to have. Mm.
Interesting. Well, we'll be following the rest of the day, and I'm sure you'll have more commentary on that coming up with Inside Sources.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.